Mirabel in Double Trouble. Mirabel, Book 4. Written by Harriet Muncaster and read by Emily Wheaton.
"Did you pack your fairy wand, Mirabel?" asked Dad as we all stood by the front door with our suitcases, waiting for Mum.
I think I forgot," I said.
Dad sighed.
"He's a fairy and is always trying to get me to use my wand more often. But the truth is that I prefer to use witch magic, like Mum. I just feel more witch most of the time, even though I am technically half fairy too, along with my brother, Wilbur."
"There's still time to go and fetch it," said Dad, glancing at his watch. "And while you're at it, you can tell Mum to hurry up. We don't want to be late for check-in. She's probably packing all her lotions and potions."
My mum and dad own their own beauty business, concocting organic face creams, perfumes and lipsticks. Mum can spend all day up in her witch turret, experimenting with ingredients, and sometimes it's hard to tear her away from her work.
"Okay,"
I said. I ran off up the stairs with my pet dragon Violet flapping along behind me. I felt a fizzle of excitement in my tummy. We were packing for holiday, to stay in a treehouse at an all-inclusive witch resort in the mountains. There was going to be a bubbling cauldron hot tub and a water park with a twirly witch's hat slide. I couldn't wait.
"Mom!"
I called as I ran past her bedroom.
"Dad says you need to hurry."
"I'll be there in just a moment,"
Mum called. I skidded into my bedroom and looked around for my fairy wand. Maybe it would be useful to bring it after all. I could use it to magic up some fairy food to eat while we were away. Fairy food is way nicer than witch food. Eventually, I found my wand and pulled it out from the bottom of my toy chest. As I did so, I stared wistfully at my witch's travelling potion kit, which was arranged proudly on my bedside table. I had promised Mum and Dad I would leave it at home.
"It always gets you into mischief, Mirabel," Mum had said. "Dad and I would like a break this holiday. You can bring your fairy wand, but no witch magic. It's too unpredictable."
So I had promised to leave my witch's travelling potion kit at home. And I had promised to be really good all holiday. And I really did mean it. I looked at my fairy wand, and then I looked at my witch's travelling potion kit. What harm could it do just to have both of them with me? Mum and Dad didn't need to know. I stuffed my witch's kit under my jumper and ran downstairs, waving my fairy wand.
"Got it!"
I said to Dad and quickly bent down, making a great show of unzipping my suitcase to put it inside, but also slipping my witch kit in too.